Danielle's. St. Helena, California, November 1909. Elder Danielle's. I am deeply impressed that we are allowing much time to pass by without a decided efforts being put forth in all our cities. We must realize the work to be done. Let companies be organized and earnest, solemn work be carried forward. Elder Starr has written me regarding a place for sale near New York City that seems suitable for sanitarium work, and where some of our city workers could live. We need a sanitarium and a school in the vicinity of New York City, and the longer we delay the securing of these, the more difficult it will become. It would be well to secure a place as a home for our mission workers outside of the city. Good water privileges should be on the place, and there should be some land where fruit and vegetables might be raised for their benefit. Let it be a mission as free from impurities as possible, and connected with it a small sanitarium. A place in the city should be secured where simple treatments might be administered. Such a home would be a welcome retreat for our workers, where they may be away from the bustle and confusion of the city, the noise of trains, and where they may have the advantage of pure water. Let such homes be secured in the neighborhood of several cities, and earnest, determined efforts be put forth by capable men to give in these cities the warning message that is to go to all the world. We have only touched, as it were, a few of the cities. Let men of sound judgment be appointed, not to publish abroad their intentions, but to search for properties in the rural districts, in easy access to the cities, suitable for small training schools for workers, and where facilities may also be provided for treating the sick and weary ones who know not the truth. Men should feel a decided responsibility for the working of New York City. The business houses of these large cities must be reached with the message as verily as the heathen in foreign lands. The enemy would be rejoiced to see the grand, saving truth for this time confined to a few places. He is not inactive. He is instilling into the minds of men his deceptive theories to blind their eyes and confuse their understanding, that the saving truth may not be brought to their knowledge. Soon the Sunday laws will be enforced, and men in positions of trust will be embittered against the little handful of God's commandment-keeping people. Satan seems to have been permitted to gain many points of advantage. But the Lord will bring men of understanding from the various churches to combat the enforcement of a law that the first day of the week shall be honored as a day when no business shall be transacted. After he had wrought the work of creation in 6 days, the Lord of heaven and earth appointed the seventh day as the day of rest. He blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 17. In the Word of God we have a positive statement as to the origin of the true Sabbath, which is specified as the seventh day. As a people, we have been in danger of centering too many important interests in one place. This is not wisdom and judgment. An interest is now to be created in the principal cities. Many small centers must be established, rather than a few large centers. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians,
and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Exodus 19, verse 3 to 6.
The 19th and 20th chapters of Exodus are of great importance. They should be often repeated, and the instruction given should be sacredly observed. The Lord is the only true God, and he demands that his people shall be obedient to his word. At this time, when Satan is using every device to draw people away from truth and righteousness, let all who would stand on the Lord's side keep holy the memorial of the Sabbath. Satan is working to place before the people the first day of the week, and by its observance exalt a power that is opposed to God. The word of God must now be magnified. Those who know the truth and who know the results of transgression must give the truth in clear evidence from the word of God. There should be a general awakening. Ministers and church members need now to seek the Lord, as did his people in ancient times, that they may have wisdom to give the message as it should be given at this time. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Isaiah 42, verse 1 to 16. I am instructed to bring these scriptures to the attention of our people.
while some are at work earnestly as the Lord's Spirit moves upon them. There are many who devote their time and means rather for display than for positive necessities. But the Lord's words of warning cannot be disregarded. I am urged to bring before the people over and over again the essential things. Let missionaries be laboring two and two in different parts of all our large cities. The workers in each city should meet together for counsel, that they may work effectively and harmoniously. Let every worker be wide awake to make the most of every advantage. Our people must gird the armor on and establish centers in all the cities. The agencies of Satan are in the field, putting forth efforts to confuse the minds of men and to fill them with imaginations, that they may not become interested in the truth. The people of God have had given to them many testimonies. It is time that the purpose of God shall be carried out. By cherishing unbelief in the directions that God has laid out, and exalting human judgment, much time and valuable experience have been lost. The Lord, He is God, and beside Him there is none else. Let all now search the word of the Lord and walk in His ways. Let the prophecies of Isaiah be studied and heeded, and the Lord will perform His part. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. John 5, verse 39. While no one should be presumptuous, there is need of wise efforts to be put forth to reach many who by the ordinary methods are not reached. Let the leading men and women, chosen of God, unite in carrying the work intelligently and in faith. I am pained when I see with some a desire for the highest position, that they may be honored of men. This is not the leading of the Holy Spirit. Angels of God are commissioned to labor with every company that will work humbly and diligently. Truth and righteousness must go forth as a lamp that burneth.